ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. The landlord says your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no girl to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Do you need to tell yourself that from time to time? Ever find yourself not being able to get asleep because you're worried? Raise your hand. Whoever describes you. Here's good news. Our worries don't need to paralyze us. Did you realize that we can use our worry energy creatively, and we can use it productively, and we can even use it powerfully? And so today we're going to look at some great lessons Jesus gives us about just that in today's scripture from the 6th chapter of Matthew. First, we learn to let our worries work for us rather than against us. Read with me again that first part of verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. When Jesus is saying, don't worry, he's not saying that lightly. It's not that he's not taking our worries seriously. But when he says, don't worry, he's not talking about thoughtful consideration or loving concern or careful, sensible planning. Rather, he is talking about that useless, consuming fretting that keeps us awake at night and keeps peace from our spirits. Did you know that the Greek word for worry is a combination of two words? One word means to divide, and the other word means the mind. In other words, when Jesus tells us not to worry, he is telling us, beware of the divided mind. The writer Thomas Carlyle built a soundproof room in his house in London so that he could do his work without the interference of any outside noise. He did this because his neighbor had a rooster, and his rooster crowed, and the crowing bothered him. He complained to his neighbor, but the neighbor said to him, "My roosters, they only crow 3 times a day. Certainly it couldn't be that much of an annoyance to you." And Carlyle said to him, "If you only knew what I suffer just waiting for that rooster to crow." That is the kind of senseless, silly, useless fretting Jesus is warning us about in today's scripture. And don't we all get involved in that kind of worry from time to time? But there is another kind of worry that is actually quite productive. You see, helpful worry, healthy concern, it can lead us to action. We can stew and fret about needing to be in better physical shape. That's useless worry. Or we can let our concern lead us to exercise and move away from the cookie jar. That's productive worry. We can lose sleep worrying about a test in school. That's useless worry. Or we can let our concern lead us to study and get tutoring if we need help. That's productive worry. If we're worried about having not enough money, we can allow that worry to paralyze and depress us. Useless worry. Or we can let our concern lead us to action by making a budget, by maybe seeking help or saving, or perhaps taking on an extra job. We can worry about the health and even death of loved ones and how that will be and how that will feel. That's useless worry that takes us away from the moment. Or we can know that life doesn't go on forever, and we can choose to cherish those we have with us and every single day. That is productive worry. When the things we worry about are such that we can provide all or part of the solution to the problem, that's positive concern that can lead to action. So right now, think about something that you are presently spending worry energy over. What positive action steps can you take today and this week to make this worry work for you? Jesus calls us to let our worries work for us rather than against us. Today's scripture also calls us to direct our worries toward things that really matter. Let's read again from scripture. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Now, as you think about that, as you think about what really matters, I want you to take a look and listen to this video. Okay, send it back because we need sound with it. Where's Peter? On the count of three, everyone call Peter. One, two, three. Peter! I'm going to pause because this is a very important video. Oh, you're not Peter, but you can make this happen. Good. When you're ready to make the sound happen, tell him to move it. And as he do that, think about what really matters.
I hate when my phone charger won't reach my bed.
I hate when my leather seats aren't heated.
When I go to the bathroom and I forget my phone.
Let me tell you that you're not machine at a VR. You come and see something.
I hate it when my house is so big. I need two wireless waters.
When my makeup makes my hot water taste too cold.
When I have to write my name to check, but I forget her last name.
I'm not going to message my machine en même temps.
I'm going to cash my en bas.
When I les voisins ont bloqué internet là.
I hate it when I tell them no pickles and they still give me pickles.
First world problems are often not real problems. That gives us a little perspective on what we worry about, doesn't it? You know one of the greatest things I worry about in my life? I worry about my weight. I have too much food to eat. What a privilege that is. Because think of the world. Not even the world only in third world countries, but even the world around us that doesn't have enough food. When we worry, put our worries into perspective. Let me ask you something. What are you worried about right now? A dent in the car? The health of someone you love or your health? Your finances? The weather, your job, what other people are thinking about you, your aging parents, your own aging, choices your children are making. Jesus preached the words in this morning's scripture to a group of people who were worrying themselves silly. They were worrying themselves silly over ceremonial regulations and over keeping minute religious laws, and their worrying led them to scrupulously keep those laws, but in keeping those laws, they were excluding other people. They were also fretful over their social status, over taxes, money, and death. The list of stressors that they experienced are not all that different from ours. And Jesus said to them and to us, don't be anxious. Don't be so nervous. Don't be so fretful. And then he gave them a solution to their worry problem. He said in verse 33, read it with me, but seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In other words, what he is saying here is, make God the center of your life. Work at that. Set your mind on that. And then all the other things are somehow going to fall into place. Some of our worries are simply the consequences of forgetting our priorities. God calls us to let our thoughts be directed to those things that really matter. Finally, today's scripture lesson calls us to let our worries bring us back to God. Several years ago, there was a man named George Matheson, and he entered Glasgow University. He was very bright and had a promising future. He was engaged to be married to the woman of his dreams. But then the bottom fell out for him. As a young man, he lost his eyesight. His fiancée, she rejected him, explaining to him that she just couldn't marry a man who was blind. His world crumbled. Devastated, rejected, afraid, worried, upset. What did he do? Did he get himself all wrapped up in self-pity and depression? Did he become bitter and give up on his hopes and dreams and possibilities? Did he become angry? Angry at the world and angry at God? He might have gone through some of those stages. But overall, that's not what he chose to do. He chose to turn to God as never before, and he found that God's love was there for him. And he wrote what has become one of the most reassuring hymns of the Christian faith, called, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Read the first verse with me. O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe, that in Thy ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. That, my friends, is the answer to our problem of worry. It is the faith, and it is the confidence that no matter what happens in our life, no matter what difficulties or challenges or painful circumstances come before us in this journey of life, lo, God will be with us always. God will not let us go in this life, and God will not let us go in eternal life, and we can rest our weary souls on that promise. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says it this way, everyone. God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in God. And in Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul instructs us with these words. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Beloved ones, these scriptures that we have just read and the song, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, remind us that we need to take our minds off our problems in life and put our minds onto God's promises. A final thought. A prayer devotion that I've been reading reminds us that the Holy Spirit can redeem our anxious thoughts by using our anxious thoughts as prayer triggers. You see, whenever we think of worry, we can choose to see worry as a prayer alarm. And every time the worry alarm goes off, we put it to prayer. So for those of us who are great worriers, think of how that will increase our prayer life. The Holy Spirit, the comforter, the helper from God, is the antidote to our paralyzing worry and our paralyzing anxiety. When we put our worries to prayer, we allow God's Spirit to work in us and through us. Our worries, they don't need to paralyze us. Instead, we can use them to inspire us into action. Our worries, they don't need to distract us from what is important. Instead, they can help point us to our priorities. Our worries, they needn't turn us away from God. They can instead bring us closer to God. May it be so for you and for me. Amen.